This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About. I just love the headline here. Epstein sex slave, 14, met Trump at Mar-a-Lago and was in beauty pageant that he sponsored, was learned in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial today. Now, based on what they say within this story, I don't think that sex slave is really the right way to characterize what she was to Epstein. But let's get into this because we haven't really talked about the trial. The trial, of course, is happening right now. Regrettably, unlike the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, this one is not being live streamed, which I think is particularly unfortunate because this one is significantly more in the public interest to find out about than anything in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, which was also significant, but this is about the pedophiles who seem to run the world.
So I don't think it's a coincidence that it's not out in the public as much as the Kyle Rittenhouse was.
And from what I could tell, the access code that people could use to call in and listen to the audio stopped working. It was, to be fair, it was probably just overwhelmed. I don't think there is any sort of telephone company or, I don't know, some sort of Zoom phone conference feature that would allow the hundreds of thousands of people who were probably trying to listen in to actually access it and listen in. But that's all the more reason it should be live streamed to YouTube or something, which could handle that level of, you know, load on its servers. So the court was also told that the girl, being called just Jane, apparently, once participated in a beauty pageant, which was sponsored by Donald Trump. I want to know how this came up in the trial for Ghislaine Maxwell. It's well known that Donald Trump has the Mar-a-Lago result, and it's well known that he ran a bunch of beauty pageants. So what significance does that have to the trial here? I don't know, because I can't watch it being live-streamed, and I wouldn't even if I could. Maxwell's first accuser took the stand again this afternoon on day 3 of the trial in New York. Ghislaine Maxwell faces 6 charges of sexual abuse and trafficking over her alleged role in convicted sex offender Epstein's sick sexual, quote, pyramid scheme. Was he a convicted sex offender? I think he was in the state of Florida or something like that. I don't recall because he managed to miraculously kill himself before he was actually tried. And that's one of Maxwell's best arguments here, in fact, is that she's being held to account for Epstein's crime because the government and the prosecutors and all of these people are upset that Epstein, quote, got away. Maxwell and Epstein are alleged to have lured in young girls and then abused them as they wowed their victims with their glamorous lifestyle. Ghislaine appeared in court flanked by her sister. That's insignificant. I don't care about that. Her lawyers begun the day by attempting to poke holes in the testimony given yesterday by Jane. During cross-examination, she was asked by Maxwell's lawyers if Epstein had ever introduced her to Trump. She agreed she had and claimed she was driven to Mar-a-Lago by Epstein in a dark green car when she was 14. Later on, she also mentioned she took part in a Trump-sponsored beauty pageant. The court heard Epstein had given her $2,000 for a dress. Why was any of this testimony admissible? It's irrelevant. Asked if she had cried about only being given $2,000, Jane replied, "That's ridiculous. I wouldn't do that." Not hearing the whole thing here, they really needed to add some context for some of this. Why would the defense ask her if she had cried about only getting $2,000?
And that's the thing, too. Like, if you're a victim of sexual assault, generally money isn't the thing that, I mean, that would be more of like a prostitute thing, right? You know, like,
think it's pretty clear here that she was a willing sex worker for Jeffrey Epstein in exchange for money. And we're going to get further into that, and some of her testimony is just absolutely bizarre, and that's coming up. There's been no suggestion in the trial or anywhere else that Mr. Trump was aware of Epstein's sickening crimes. I tend to think he probably was aware, and that was why he distanced himself from Jeffrey Epstein. Because he did used to be friends with the guy, and then suddenly he wasn't, and he avoided him. Didn't have anything nice to say about him after that. So I tend to think Trump learned about it and was like, yeah, no, I'm out. So say what you want about Trump, but he did at least manage to not be Bill Clinton or Prince, whoever it is, that was regularly still hanging out with Epstein.
So apparently he only sticks to saying sexual comments about his own daughter.
Yes. Well, I mean, maybe that's why he wasn't interested in Epstein, because he had his daughter instead. So there was no suggestion in the trial. Okay, we've said that. Jane was also asked if she ever remembered being on a flight with Ghislaine's pal, Prince Andrew. Okay, so it was Andrew. I've already forgotten. It's not significant. She also replied yes. Prince Andrew, of course, denies any wrongdoing over his friendship with Epstein, including strongly denying he slept with 17-year-old sex slave Virginia Roberts. They really love using the phrase sex slave in this article. I don't know how to tell these people this, but a prostitute isn't a sex slave. A prostitute is someone you're paying for sex. A sex slave is someone you're not paying. That's sort of the whole thing about slavery, is that you don't pay them.
I would think that would be a clear distinction, no? Like, a prostitute gets paid and a slave was kidnapped and does not get paid. But apparently these people are a little confused about that.
They are deeply confused about that. It was the third time that Trump had been mentioned in the case, and the second time for Andrew. Both were named yesterday alongside Bill Clinton, Kevin Spacey, and Chris Tucker as plane passengers by Epstein's longtime pilot. And on both occasions, the famous names were brought up by Maxwell's team during cross-examination. Multimillionaire Epstein would keep a, quote, little black book of powerful contacts as he jetted around the world, allegedly with Maxwell. Well, where is this little black book, then? It's bound to exist. I suspect the FBI got it and destroyed it.
It also killed itself.
Yes. So, moving on here. Trump is known to have been pals with Epstein in the 90s. Why are they so fixated on Trump? It doesn't appear that Trump did anything.
It was only it was only 30 years ago.
The reality TV star, interesting that this article's so bizarre. Instead of referring to Trump as the former president of the United States, they refer to him as the reality TV star. Once called Epstein a terrific guy who liked younger women in a 2002 interview. But since then, Trump has distanced himself from Epstein, describing the financier's infamous private island as a cesspool. Elsewhere, defense attorneys pursued inconsistencies and apparent errors in Jane's account of the events that occurred 20 years ago when she was a teen. Now, this article I don't think is actually going to get into it, but her testimony yesterday described how, you know, she would be asked to go into Epstein's back room or whatever, and her heart would sink or whatever. And then her testimony would immediately be like, so the next time I went over there, you kept going back. You can't claim that you didn't know this was going to happen to you. The first time, I'll give you that one, okay? You were surprised. You didn't know it was going to happen. You were scared, so you consented. But then you came back. You were like, okay, that wasn't so bad, and I got $2,000 or whatever. And you just kept coming back, not once, not twice, but dozens of times some of these girls went back.
Well, and we do have to admit that there are ways for powerful, rich people like this to manipulate girls into doing what they want. So it's just tough because it's like we don't really know what happens there. We just know what we're being told. So it's tough to actually make a conclusion to, like, are they prostitutes? Are they sex slaves? Is the media just blowing this up because she was 14 years old? Like,
well, the girl admits that she was given $2,000 by Epstein, so automatically not a sex slave. Probably a prostitute, from what I could tell. Maybe didn't realize that she was becoming a prostitute when she first got into it. But eventually she had to have realized that, and she chose to keep doing it because she was getting something out of it. I don't know know to what extent she was manipulated, but I just can't imagine in, you know, 20 years coming out and be like, man, that time when I was doing Free Talk Live, it was so terrible, and it was awful, and I had a sinking feeling every time I had to go do it. But you kept going back, and you seemed to not mind it at the time. What are your thoughts? There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live. As always, you're invited to join us. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. 603-283-6160. 800-516-1160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And you know, when all of this nonsense about wearing masks and locking down and all of that nonsense began, we couldn't help but mention here on the show the substantial amounts of damage this was going to do to kids who were going to become increasingly withdrawn, spend more time watching television, depressed, anxious, terrified of other human beings, not to mention the babies who are not seeing their smiling parents because their parents are wearing masks, or the, you know, 3-year-olds who are being forced to wear masks by their allegedly well-meaning parents, just not socializing with other kids and other human beings at all. For those who don't realize that humans are social creatures, even the loner humans are social creatures and need human contact. So we talked about this back in March of 2019, I guess, about how much damage this was going to do to kids. No, I guess it would have been March of 2020.
Yeah, it would be 2020.
It gets so confusing because it feels like this pandemic hasn't, the quote, pandemic, hasn't actually been lasting the last 2 solid years. It feels like just 1 blurry year, to me at least.
And especially like this past year has gone by so fast. It's December right now. I don't know if people realize this, but it is the last month out of 2021. Like, where has this year gone?
Well, it's complicated. For me, my entire year is basically before I got raided by the FBI and after I got raided by the FBI, because that was like a watershed moment where, like, on the dime, a lot of things in my life changed very, very quickly and very surprisingly. So that happened, but a year before that, it was COVID-19 that was separating the world from pre-COVID and post-COVID. But the pandemic appears to just keep going, to the surprise of no one here who, you know, has always pointed out that it's a cold virus, cold viruses evolve, and the idea that you can vaccinate against this thing is absolutely ridiculous. We're going to get into that later, but as mentioned, we did point out that this was going to destroy kids' development. And Nikki, you have a story that now reveals that, hey, guess what? All of these stupid rules, they destroyed kids' development.
Big surprise. And I actually pointed this out to parents in, like, several, like, town groups and just, you know, talking to people. And a lot of parents told me I was crazy, that, no, this is for their own good, and this is not going to destroy their development, and big shocker,
yeah,
it did.
So anyone who knows anything about kids and who can look at this with a rational, reasonable mind will say, oh, yes, this is... It is not going to be healthy for a 4-year-old child to spend the next 2 of their lives isolated from other human beings and not seeing their faces when they spend time with those other human beings and being forced to stay 6 feet away from them. One of the stories we didn't get into last night that we wanted to get into was how, oh, check this out, this new study proves that social distancing actually doesn't do anything, doesn't help at all. Too much to talk about. Let's talk about these COVID-19 rules and how they actively harmed kids' developments.
So this article says, COVID rules are blamed for a 23% dive in young children's development. Disturbing study shows scores in 3 key cognitive tests slumped between 2018 and 2021, with face masks ruled among possible culprits.
Very, very likely culprits, I would suggest.
Absolutely.
And where they weren't at blame, staying at home in isolation was to blame.
And not being able to go to school, having, you know, we have like preschoolers who they need to be in a physical classroom, or, you know, they need to be being taught by their parents. They need that like human interaction factor to be able to learn. They're literally young children. And
yeah, we have no idea what it would do to a 4-year-old, 5-year-old child. Take them out of all socialization and to instead put them on a computer screen and say, hey, all of your socialization now, it's going to be done online. We act like that's just not that big of a change, but society has never done anything like that, and we had no idea what the consequences of that would be. Those of us who knew anything about psychology and child development went, hey, this is not going to end well. And, of course, then you had 16-year-olds killing themselves in depression and things like that. But we don't talk about that because if we just saved 1 life from COVID-19.
Yeah, we We went from saving grandma to children having heart attacks really quick. And I don't know how we made that, or I say we as in kind of the world just in general. I don't know how everybody made that leap so quickly.
It is a shocking leap, yes, that this whole thing about saving grandma or whatever is like, okay, but, you know, this 16-year-old kid killed himself because he was depressed by the isolation and the quarantine, and oh, look, this 14-year-old boy just dropped dead of a clot of blood in his heart or whatever. So, I mean,
it's all just gotten swept under the rug.
Yeah, all of those, the pro athletes who are just developing heart issues, none of those people matter as long as we save grandma.
Well, and it's not even like people are saying they don't matter. It's just they're completely ignoring all of this. And it's ridiculous.
It is very selective what they ignore and what they don't. Like, the media has made it clear that even if you're fully vaccinated, you can be on your fourth shot. You can still get COVID-19, and you will still spread COVID-19. But yet, everyone acts like that's not the case. Like, getting vaccinated is going to keep them from getting COVID. Not only can you still get and spread COVID-19, you can still die from COVID-19.
Absolutely.
Despite being fully vaccinated. But the media talks about it. People just don't hear it. Like, all of these statements, they're well known in the media. We're not touting conspiracy theories here. We're talking about, we have news headlines that we could talk about right now of fully vaccinated people dying from COVID-19. The media doesn't even have to ignore it. You know, that's what people like. The media is not talking about the fact that the vaccinated people are still dying in hospitals. No, they are talking about it. That's the problem. People are just pretending like it's not happening. All of that stuff about following the science went out the window once the science started saying something that didn't agree with their religious beliefs about the vaccine. They don't want to hear about the people who are dying while still being vaccinated. To them, it's, Colin Powell, he died because he had comorbidities, right? That's why he died of COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated. Yes, and like we've been saying since the start of this, it was the fact that they had these comorbidities that was killing people when they died of COVID-19 in the first place. So what exactly did COVID-19 do if Colin Powell was going to die from COVID-19 because of these comorbidities, whether he was vaccinated or unvaccinated? The vaccine didn't do anything to keep him alive in spite of those comorbidities, so what the hell good is it? They just don't have answers to that, so they choose not to think about it. It goes against their religious beliefs. It's like, if you ask a Christian, can you actually describe to me what you think heaven is like and why I would want to spend even an entire day there, much less an eternity? They don't have an answer to that. None of them can describe what heaven is going to be actually like, and if they do, they immediately realize how stupid they sound and they stop talking. The same thing with these religious people who believe in the vaccines. It's just something they refuse to think about. But it's time to think about it, because you're screwing up your kids, and that's probably going to be with them their entire lives. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. We're going to talk about more about how screwed up children are, not because of COVID-19, but because of...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say the 15-year-old accused in a deadly Michigan high school shooting made a video the night before the tragedy talking about plans to kill his classmates. Tim Willis with the Oakland County Sheriff's Office says there was other evidence recovered.
Further, a journal was recovered from Ethan's backpack, also detailing his desire to shoot up the school to include murdering students.
The teen charged with four counts of first-degree murder and one count of terrorism. San Francisco health officials announced they've detected the first case of the COVID Omicron variant in the United States. The city's public health director, Dr. Grant Colfax, saying the discovery and knowledge of the Omicron variant is still in the early stages. The patient was fully vaccinated. He also returned from South Africa recently. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments on Wednesday regarding the abortion case called Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization. At issue is a pro-life law in Mississippi which prohibits elective abortions after 15 weeks of gestation before unborn children are viable. The Mississippi Solicitor General, who is defending the state law, Scott Stewart, says history should be looked at when making a decision to uphold the legislation.
The court looks to history and tradition, and here, those decisively reject the proposition that states cannot legislate comprehensively on abortion before, after viability, and all throughout. So it's history and tradition, Your Honor.
A heat wave is breaking fall records in California. Forecasters saying records were broke Tuesday in Riverside and other towns around Southern California, which saw highs in the upper 80s. Unseasonably warm temperatures also in Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Whatever is important to you, the 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And Rich Paul. I'm always going to know the guy as Rich Paul. I'm not trying to be, you know, I realize it's screwed up as being the trans person on the show to constantly just be dead naming this dude, but I also happen to know for a fact, because I've talked with him about this before, not since March, obviously, but he does not mind being referred to as Rich Paul.
Yeah, it's a little different, I'd say.
Yeah, and most people know him as nobody, right? He's not allowed to make, from what I understand, any public statements whatsoever. But he has said stuff in the past, and he can still say stuff privately that somebody's like, hey, that's a really good thing. I'm going to share that with people. I don't think he can ask you to share it with people or anything like that, but presumably all the stuff he's done in the past is still there, so Bonnie has been going through some of his past work and finding quotable quotes from nobody. And tonight's is, family is what you want it to be. If you want to marry four people, you should be able to marry four people. I agree entirely, and I would extend that beyond marriage. To me, my family is two cats and a dog and me, and we're a happy, mostly... Rambo hates that stupid dog, and she is stupid. She's smart for a dog, but she's a dog, so she does have that stupidity. My cats also are fairly stupid at times, but Rambo hates that dog. But we're still mostly a happy family, so family is whatever you want it to be. It's not what the government says it is, and it's not, you know, one man, one woman, because that's what historically has always been the case. You know, whatever works for you and the people in your life and the people who want to be in your family is what works and is your family. It's bizarre that that even has to be said, but that's the world we live in where it's just the societal norm is so common and so pervasive that people can't fathom anything else.
And it's bizarre that the government gets involved in marriages. I would get married, but I would have the government have nothing to, like, I wouldn't get legally married because what do they have to do with me loving my significant other and wanting to marry them and, you know, be with them forever? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
It is weird that, you know, at some point someone had to been like, hey, I love you and we're happy together. Let's get the government involved in our relationship. I mean, historically, marriage wasn't even about love. The only people who got married in any sort of pompous ceremony that the state cared about, that the government cared about, were like kings, queens, dukes, all of those sorts of people who were royalty like the British people care so much about. Everyone else just got married in a church, and that was the end of it. And they were doing it so they weren't sinning against God.
Yeah.
The government didn't, the king didn't say, oh, yes, I recognize your marriage. The church did. But at some point, when separation of church didn't actually happen, and in reality, what happened was church and state merged into a single organization, church and government merged into a single organization called the state. Suddenly, the state was the arbiter of marriages, and all the religious person actually does is perform the ceremony on behalf of the state. But you don't even need the religious person at this point. You just go down to the courthouse because it's a completely secular thing, which allows the government to tell you the details. It allows them to define your relationship, and to me, that's weird.
It is weird.
Let's go to the phone. So we have Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Is Nikki there?
It is me, Nikki.
Hi,
we're
Nikki.
Getting some echo there, Bad Slave. Do you have us on speakerphone?
Hello?
Yeah, do you have us on speakerphone or something? Because there's some echo going on there. It's gone now, so go ahead.
Sorry about
What's
that.
On your mind tonight?
Let me get a little closer. You're formerly a nurse, right? Or are you still?
Technically, I still have my nursing license, but I am not practicing as one at the moment, no.
Now that Biden has, now that the Supreme Court has suspended the vaccination requirement on healthcare workers, are you considering going back?
Not for my hospital.
True. They did fire you once already.
And I don't think I'd be welcome back. I think as far as, like, hospital per hospital goes, they can still... I think I would have... They are so short-staffed right now, I would have gotten a message from my manager if I was welcome back for being unvaccinated. So, going to assume I'm not welcome back.
I'm flabbergasted that any private entity would decide to send you packing... with otherwise good reports of your performance. And
it is weird, right? I mean, the only way I can make sense of this is by considering the possibility that the government was just disappointed with how not overrun the hospitals were, by how not just absolutely wrecked the economy was, by how absolutely not, you know, if there was an actual pandemic that was killing people in the streets, what we would see are hospitals being overcrowded, supply shortages, food stores running out of food, and all of this stuff. And the government's like, crap, we told these people all about this pandemic, and then none of this stuff happened, so let's make it happen. Let's make these hospitals fire some of their staff so that they have to close some hospitals, and then because they have so much less staff... And so many fewer hospitals that they will be overrun, but not by COVID-19 patients, by just any level of patients. They no longer can handle it because they have such a severely reduced staff.
It's a purely destructive process that
it's orchestrated. It's planned and orchestrated. The government had to know what would happen if hospitals had to fire 20% of their staff because the studies were cleared. They showed that the people who were still holding out for the vaccines, look, at this point, it's not a matter of information. Anyone who wants a vaccine can get one easily at their local pharmacy.
And we were understaffed to begin with. So firing all these people, and it's funny because I know people who, nurses that I used to work with at the hospital that I was at, they were fired because they weren't vaccinated, and they actually got travel nurse positions where they're making 3 to 4 times more than they were making as a staff nurse at that hospital, and they don't have to be vaccinated. Right. So that's something to look into. Okay. If anybody listening is a nurse that just got fired and wants to continue in the nursing field, look into travel nursing agencies, because they might not require you to be vaccinated.
So I have a question for you, Nikki.
Okay.
We've had this whole thing going on with this virus, and during all of it, do you have any inkling that anyone of authority has ever recommended that people make sure they're getting enough D3 and C and zinc and magnesium and because as a 68-year-old I contracted the virus and I had a very mild set of symptoms and I didn't have to go to the hospital. I
recently got COVID again. Because I experienced most of the same symptoms, just all of my joints were sore, and I was extremely tired, and it again lasted for just under a day. Didn't lose my sister, smell, or taste this time, but, I mean, I could also just be cold or random fatigue or anything like that. But, you know, that's what I would expect from someone who had had COVID-19 in the past. They get it again, their body just immediately beats it, and that's the end of it. So, I don't know. I didn't bother getting a test because I don't care.
Do you have anything to add to that, Nikki?
So, to answer your first question, no, most doctors that I know of, especially ones working in the hospital, they are not recommending that people take natural supplements and vitamins. They're not recommending that people go outside and get fresh air and exercise, eat a healthy diet, and drink plenty of water. They are not recommending that. They are giving people pharmaceuticals to treat COVID that, from my experience, appear to be making people sicker.
Thank you for the call tonight, Batslave. Yeah. The whole eat well, exercise, spend some time outside thing, all of those things that we know help keep us healthy. No one's been talking about that during this pandemic. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Bring up whatever is important to you. Talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to do that, then 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And there's a lot of exciting stuff in the works here on Free Talk Live, one of which we're not ready to talk about yet, but things we have already put together are like the social media server. That's right, we have our own social media server, where you won't be censored. You can express yourself freely, and no one's going to block you. Well, people can block you. No one's going to ban you from the platform. You can find it at social.freetalklive.com. It uses Mastodon, which is a decentralized, federated kind of thing where there's a bunch of different servers in the Fediverse, they call it. I think that's what they call it. And they all sort of interplay with each other. You can interact with people on other servers as long as they're not disassociated from you. It's really cool technology. It's a way of making social media decentralized and freer and therefore more open because people are worried. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey recently stepped down, and people are saying, hey, Twitter's only going to become more and more prone to censorship as time goes on. It's like, well, duh. That's the case for all of the big tech platforms. Facebook didn't start out censoring people. I don't know how to inform people of that, but they didn't. Facebook didn't used to censor content, just like MySpace didn't, but because we didn't live in the... If MySpace was today what Facebook is, Tom would be censoring people just like Facebook is.
Tom wouldn't do that to us.
I tend to think he probably would.
Tom with the same profile picture from, like, 2000.
But, I mean, things change, right? Google didn't start out censoring people either. Neither did YouTube. Google, once upon a time, had don't be evil as their number one principle in their company's statement of principles or whatever. They actually took out don't be evil from their principles. And that, to me, is still one of the most mind-boggling things ever. You have a company that says it's not going to be evil, and at some point you're just like, you know what? Let's just go ahead and erase that. Let's take that out of there. Let's be evil for a while and see how that goes. Oh, they made a lot of money. But let's get to the phones. We have Sarah calling from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Am I coming through?
Yeah. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I just want to say I have a very exciting news. So the Navajo Nation, parts of New Mexico and Arizona, definitely banned smoking indoors, all public indoor places. So, which means the casinos in this state that are on the reservation is smoke-free now.
Ooh, and I would not go to that casino. I mean, I barely even smoke anymore, but right? That's like having a casino where you can't have a drink.
Well, the thing about it is that this happened 2 weeks ago. That it's a cause for celebration. It's going to help you quit. This is going to be a big encouragement.
No, it's going to help me go to a different casino.
Well, tell me what casino is left that are smoking?
Any of the ones in Las Vegas or Robinsonville, Mississippi. I think Atlantic City lets you smoke. The ones in Connecticut don't, but those are Native American owned. I think the ones in Oklahoma allow you to smoke. So almost all of them would be the answer to that.
On the reservation, so but this is just the Navajo Nation. I think Navajo Nation, Jonathan Niv, he did that. And so I guess that encompasses Arizona and the New Mexico part area. But I'm really in favor of it because you know that they used to have a non-smoking section, but it was one tenth of the entire casino, and the 9/10 was a smoking area, and they had all these air vents.
That's how most casinos are.
But here's the thing: is that it's a very bad marketing strategy, and I wrote them a letter about this, and I called them to talk to the ladies, and I said, what is it, 1 out of 5 or 6 people smoke? That's you. You know what I mean? And less people are smoking. So the marketing strategy is poorly constructed because they're catering to the minority of the population.
Sarah, where do you think a smoker should be allowed to smoke?
Well, maybe inside their homes where the windows closed, so they can just kill themselves only and don't pollute anybody else. Maybe inside a car with a windows rolled, with no kids in the back. But that's a form of child abuse if you smoke with the other people and children.
So you don't think people should be able to smoke like outside?
Maybe smoke outside. You know what? I would like an enclosed, closed area where they could just kill themselves faster by breathing in smoke better that way.
You realize that neither vehicles nor houses are airtight, right? And that if you smoke inside, that smoke is still, it's not just going to hover around in the house for all eternity. It's going to end up outside.
Well, I mean, it's minuscule. I'm going to tolerate that. But I really, they're banned from here smoking in the public parks and in the, outdoor bus stops.
What if I wanted to smoke on my back porch, Sarah?
Well, I mean, I guess that's okay. You know what I mean?
I appreciate you giving me permission to smoke on my back porch. That means a lot to me.
Yeah, unless you're not in California, and then they could get rid of you. I don't know what the laws are. I'm sure they have.
No, I'm not asking about the laws. I'm just asking your opinion on whether or not I should be allowed to do that.
Well, I think I could tolerate you. If I owned the house right next to you and you were smoking in the backyard, I would probably have to put some kind of mask and tolerate that. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be all that much.
Well, and I kind of get what you're saying. I mean, I think people should be able to smoke wherever they want. Like, it doesn't offend me. But, you know, at one point, people were smoking in hospitals. It was very common to smoke in restaurants. And now, as we move into the future, people are kind of, you know, you can't smoke in most restaurants. You definitely can't smoke anywhere on hospital property. So we're kind of moving into this world where smoking is less accepted. But, I mean, to say that people can't smoke outside or, like, on their property, I think that'd be ridiculous.
It's interesting that you say that, and that's something that's always bugged me, right? Addiction is a disease. Addiction, until you talk about a nicotine addiction, at which point it's no longer a disease. It's just a filthy, disgusting habit. That's how society views it. Doesn't matter that, oh, no, addiction's a disease. No, not when it's nicotine. When it's smoking, it's just a filthy, disgusting habit. No longer a disease. So smoking is absolutely, it's got a huge stigma already attached to it. They've already been chased out into the cold winter streets here in New Hampshire, if they want a cigarette, you can. There are cigar bars here that will allow you to smoke inside, but the vast majority of restaurants or bars or whatever, if you want a cigarette, you have to go outside. It's 5 degrees out there.
Yeah, could I mention something about addiction? Did you know that in New York, they're going to have a shoot-up, a place where you can shoot up, and they take care of you if you overdose?
I've heard of things like that. I think they're just called Narcan stations or something. I don't think they have an actual official term for them. But, I mean, Narcan should be available over the counter. I mean, especially if
so you should insulin.
Yeah, if you have a... Well, everything should realistically be available over the counter. But especially if you have a friend who you know is hooked on heroin or whatever, and you still care about them, you don't want to just cut them out of your life completely. Sure. You won't invite them over or let them have the code to your home or anything like that because they'll probably sell your television for heroin. But you still care about this person. You may want something on hand to prevent them from dying in the event that they happen to overdose in your presence.
Or even a stranger. I mean,
this is keen.
Yeah. Southern New Hampshire and even like Southern Vermont and Massachusetts, it's a big thing. I actually, on our way to our Thanksgiving dinner, we stopped at a gas station in Southern Vermont so I could use the restroom, and there was actually a Sharps container in the restroom, and they put like little pictures of lancets, like say if you were a diabetic and you were just doing a finger stick, they put little pictures of lancets on the Sharps container, acting like it was for like diabetics, and I'm like, listen. This is clearly for people. People were clearly shooting up in your bathroom, leaving needles in the trash, and you were afraid of the biohazard, so you put a Sharps container in there.
I mean, that's not a terrible solution. I mean, you can't stop people from using your bathroom, right? And if you're in one of these places where heroin is a major problem, like it is in New Hampshire and Vermont, then the best thing you can do is not try to prevent that problem from occurring, because as government should know by now, even though heroin is legal, people are still doing it. Is to have a solution in place to handle that problem, like having a Sharps container, a needles container for those who aren't aware, to dispose of their needles in when they're done with them so they don't leave them lying on the ground as an enormous biohazard to anyone
Absolutely. Who
happens to be around. I mean, there's a reason that even your average home tattoo artist has a Sharps container. You don't want to mess with other people's blood. 603-283-6160. That's 283-6160.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.